Hey, Ralphie Radio Show, you probably know The Dream as the producer behind Rihanna's super hit Umbrella. He's had some not-so-super hits, too. He did produce that Kim Kardashian track. But anyways, The Dream allegedly owes the state of Georgia now over $117,000. Tis the season, right? You getting your taxes ready yet? I know tis the season for tax practitioner David Selig, TrueTaxHelp.com. Mr. Selig joins me now here on the Ralphie Radio Show. And David, even though The Dream owes $117,000, really, he could have paid a lot less in taxes, right?
Well, let's slow the roll, as they say. in this case, he did have a tax liability, but it was significantly a lesser amount. They have been accruing penalties and interest. The way it works is they take the amount that you owe, they add penalties monthly, and on top of that, they put the interest. So it really snowballs very quickly.
The bottom line is if he would have paid his taxes up front, it would have been a lot less than what he owes now, right?
That's a fact, all things being equal. But Dream really has to hire good counsel to make sure that he, in fact, owes this money. Because, you know, no state is immune to making mistakes, particularly in these days of want and woe. Now, if you look at Georgia, they're really trying to crack down on tax fraud and tax cheats, and they have been educating their revenue agents on various audit techniques and such. And that can be a two-edged sword.
Talking with tax practitioner David Selig here on the Ralphie Radio Show about the Dream's taxes that he allegedly owes to the state of Georgia. Now, David, of course, in Georgia, there's a lot of prominent artists and musicians, producers from that state or who currently reside in that state and have to pay taxes in that state. And it's a lot tougher, I would think, to track the income of an artist, a producer, or a songwriter as opposed to, say, somebody that works a 9-to-5 and gets a pay stub, right?
I want to tell you, there's a whole system in place for doing that same thing. Now, we've represented some celebrities, primarily B-list celebrities, though. We do not represent The Dream currently.
Mm-hmm.
The service, the IRS, as well as the Division of Revenue, is pretty good at matching 1099s. The days of receiving a briefcase full of cash have pretty much disappeared now that the corporations have taken over everything.
Nonetheless, a very interesting perspective. We'll see how this does play out and if the Dream does fight the lien that the state of Georgia has put on him for about $117,000. TrueTaxHelp.com is the website if maybe you're looking for some help this tax season. Tax practitioner David Selig joining me here on the Ralphie Radio Show. Mr. Selig, thanks for the 411.
Thank you, Ralphie. It was a real pleasure.